freetalklive.com.
Talk Live, hour number two. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Anything goes. We're here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time. We do this live. It's Saturday night edition of the show. Actually, we do it 6 days a week. Monday through Friday from 8 until 10 o'clock Eastern Time. And this Saturday show from 7 to 10. So we'll talk to you about anything. That's the point behind the show. Right, Manwich?
Yeah. The show is controlled by the listener.
Anything goes. Anytime you pick up your phone and dial 1-800-259-9231, our lovely phone screener will answer the call and ask you four simple questions. Where are you calling from? What's your name? What do you want to talk about? And how you're listening to the show. And then you go on hold, and we put you on the air. It's that simple. Don't forget to get interactive with us at freetalklive.com.
In case you're listening in one of the stations that only carries us on Saturday, you can listen to the show the rest of the week. We're on 6 days a week, from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Friday, and from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. on Saturdays. And you can listen to us at freetalklive.com. We have live streaming connections there, either for broadband, which is like really a good signal. It's the same one we send to our syndicator, or there's a dial-up signal that's, you know, it's not so good, but you can hear it.
Yeah, it allows you to listen.
It's fine.
Online. For free at freetalklive.com. And don't forget, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call them at 1-888-532-4604. Or get online at freestateproject.org. Again, that's 1-888-532-4604, or online at freestateproject.org. And especially up to our new newest affiliate up there in WEIN, Fitchburg, Leominster, Massachusetts, just to the south of New Hampshire, which is going to be the Free State. We don't mention that in this particular advertisement for the Free State Project, but New Hampshire is the chosen Free State. So maybe that'll be a little bit more interesting to people already living in Massachusetts. It's just a stone's throw away.
Hop, yes. Skip, and a jump, as it were.
I mean, if you live in Fitchburg and Leominster, you probably already go to New Hampshire on a regular basis just to do your shopping.
Yeah, because there's no sales tax over there.
Exactly. From what I've been told, and again, I've never been up there to actually see it, but from what I've been told, there is a stark contrast between the border, when you're on the border of Massachusetts and New Hampshire.
Really?
All the industry and all of the malls and everything is, like, alive and thriving on the New Hampshire side, and the Massachusetts side, it's like the wasteland.
Well, it's not really fair because New Hampshire's dangling the bait of no tax, sales tax right there in front of everybody.
Well, it just shows how that helps industry, and it helps the free market to not have sales tax.
Comparably, and not overall.
All right, so 800-259-9231 gets you in touch with us about anything. We're going to start with some corrupt cop stories, which inevitably will be talking about drug use, because that's what helps corrupt the cops. And then we'll get into this Australian story that you've got, man, which, what are they doing in Australia?
Queensland, Australia, they're possibly vaccinating children against drugs.
Okay.
Interesting.
So we'll find out about that. It's usual, again, this is from the StopTheDrugWar.org, the Drug Reform Coordination Network. And they do this on a weekly basis, these corrupt cop stories. We don't always do it weekly, but from time to time we do it. In the small town of Clute in Brazoria County, Texas, a police department narcotics investigator has been suspended without pay. Now, that's unusual. For 5 days and placed on 6 months probation for letting one of his informants rack up a $236 bill on a prisoner's cell phone. The local news sheet, The Facts, reported on March 5th, Detective Sergeant Jay Grimes has turned over the cell phone and a money order to repay the prisoner. That's not really much at all. There were bigger doings, though, in Memphis, where a dozen Shelby County deputy jailers were arrested Wednesday morning on charges they were involved in a pervasive conspiracy, this is a dozen of them, by the way, to smuggle drugs into the jail. Wait a minute. Are you telling me that drugs can get into our prisons? And they get in via the cops in the prisons?
I'm sorry, but it's a reality. This whole war against drugs, not working. They can't even keep them out of the damn jails. They put them in jail for drugs, and then they can't keep the drugs out of the jails. Yep. What kind of silly system is that?
Also arrested were two former jailers and three others, including a U.S. Postal Service employee. They are alleged to have taken money, usually in installments of $500 or $1,000, to smuggle what they believe to be OxyContin and crack into the jail. But the drugs were bogus, supplied by FBI agents who were investigating corruption, according to the Memphis Commercial Appeal. One defendant is charged with smuggling real heroin into the jail. He faces up to 40 years in prison, while the others face 20 years. Shelby County Sheriff Mark Luttrell, who's responsible for jail operations, said he was disappointed by the indictments. He says, "It shows that we have flaws, and it doesn't look good." Well, no kidding. You know, if it wasn't for the war on drugs, all of these jailers would probably still have jobs, although it could be argued that they'd have to cut some staff because they wouldn't actually have as many drug users in the prison in the first place to,
well, not just
to be monitoring.
There wouldn't be just not just drug users, but I think that you'd see a drop somewhere in the neighborhood of 50 to 60% of
violent criminals.
Crimes.
Yeah, that's a good point. So, yeah,
so many people commit crimes in order to get drugs.
Right.
If they were...
Because they need that crack.
Yes.
They need it. And they're willing to clunk you over the head to get your money for it.
You don't see people committing crimes to get cigarettes. They're definitely addicted
to them. Not
yet.
Well, if you're in New York City, you've seen it.
Yes.
Right. Because they're raising
the taxes.
The taxes
are so incredible in New York City.
To the point where the black market is taking control. In St. Paul, Minnesota, an assistant lab director for the State Bureau of Criminal Apprehension has been caught with his hand in the cookie jar. Oh, cookie jar. David Peterson was charged Monday with possessing more than 25 grams of cocaine that he stole from the state crime lab. The Minneapolis Star Tribune reported with a sympathetic tone, usually missing from its portrayal of drug busts. According to the paper, Peterson was a man struggling against substance abuse, succumbing to it, then worrying about how to hide it from his peers. The complaint against Peterson charges that he used his access to cocaine stored for undercover drug buys to repeatedly steal from the state stash. But he got caught when a suspicious fellow BCA agent reported that he had been making many trips to the storage lockers. Peterson cooperated.
Going to the storage locker an awful lot.
He cooperated with investigators, showing them the area in his home where he cut his dope. Investigators found drug residues there, the complaint said. Peterson's free on a $15,000 bond pending trial. Oh, and he must submit to a chemical dependency evaluation and random drug test.
Mm.
So more corrupt cops, as they will always be popping up week after week. We'll find out more of them. And these are only the ones that get caught, man. Ones that get literally, as they said, caught with their hands
in the cookie jar. I don't think it's the cops so much as it's the allure of easy money. It is so easy. I mean, it's like so much money, and it looks so easy to make. And
well, in this case, it was the allure of not having to pay for the cocaine.
Oh, and was he only using it for himself?
Yeah, that's what it looked like.
Okay, well, and the addiction's there too.
Right.
If it was just as readily available and as cheap as cigarettes, he probably wouldn't be stealing cigarettes from the locker downstairs.
Since we're in a brand new market tonight up in Massachusetts, mm-hmm. Fitchburg, Leominster, we'll throw out the call because we always do it. Whenever the drug war comes up, we always ask for a drug war supporter, someone who thinks the war on drugs is a good idea. We want to hear from you. And I tell you, this is a great show for dissenters. I mean, you don't have to agree with us to get on the air on Free Talk Live. Literally anything goes. We'll let you change the topic at any time, and that means, of course, we're going to talk to you if you disagree with us. In fact, we prefer to take your calls if you disagree with us. I say end the war on drugs 100% completely legal, decriminalize every single drug out there, including pharmaceuticals. Now, if you think the war on drugs is a good thing in even a few different ways, I would love to hear from you at 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. Otherwise, let's move to Australia, man.
Okay, let's do it.
Queensland, Australia, where apparently crack babies are a problem. What's going on?
Apparently, it's the Central Council of Queensland's National Party will consider a controversial proposal to vaccinate babies against drug addictions. One branch of the National Party is calling on the federal government, and this is in Australia, and it's kind of weird. I didn't even know they could do that. That's why I grabbed this story. The party is calling on the federal government to provide free anti-junkie vaccinations, is what they're calling it.
Is it going to be to all kids, or just kids whose moms smoke
crack? Children aged under 12 months, period.
Huh. Everybody.
The National Party member.
We'll get into more of this, but we've got Sam holding on from North Carolina. He wants to talk about Bill O'Reilly. And again, we'll talk about anything. So you control the show at 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. Take control, and that's why we call it Free Talk Live.
I want you to take a moment to think about moving out of your home. Uprooting your family, uprooting your career, changing your whole life. Thought about it? It's quite a commitment, isn't it? I'd like you to think about this, too. Do you feel like we are rapidly losing our civil liberties with each passing day? Does this worry you? Does it bother you that our politicians don't even read many of the laws they sign every day? Well, over 6,000 members of the Free State Project have made that commitment to change their lives by gathering 20,000 people with a plan to move to New Hampshire to remind the world that freedom works. When we reduce the size, scope, and expense of government, you and your family will be free to run your life and run your business as you see fit. With the Free State Project, you can have liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604, or freestateproject.org.
Hi, folks. Jack Brownrigg from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
Before you buy a car, get the answers you need to make a smart purchase. Just go to your local newsstand and pick up the Consumer Reports annual auto issue. You'll discover the Consumer Reports top picks for 2005, how to find a good repair shop, and learn how not to get ripped off when you buy or lease a car. Learn which cars are the safest, including our special feature on electronic stability control. Plus, we'll tell you which cars are the most reliable and what's new for the 2006 model year. At Consumer Reports, we're committed to helping you make the best buying decision. We put each car through 40 rigorous tests, so you'll know what the most highly recommended models are. As an independent, nonprofit organization, Consumer Reports is the only major publication that does not accept advertising. That means our expert ratings and recommendations are honest and unbiased. So before you buy that car, make a smart purchase. Pick up the Consumer Reports annual auto issue, on sale now wherever magazines are sold. Consumer Reports. Expert. Independent. Nonprofit. Before...
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You take control and bring up anything you want. Political, personal, whatever's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And don't forget to get interactive with us at freetalklive.com. We've got the bulletin board system there with hundreds of posters, thousands of posts for you to surf around through. It's all free, and it's all there at freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones, to the fun, to Sam in North Carolina. Sam, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, thanks for calling, Sam. What's on your mind?
I've been thinking of the brouhaha that came up when Bill O'Reilly bragged about his life in the rough and tumble world of college football, claimed that he led his division in punting. Now, who is the one player on the field you can't hit?
The kicker.
Right.
You know, the kicker's got a great job. He jogs out on the field. He waves to the girls. He kicks 3 points. He jogs off, waves to the girls. If you touch him, it's 15 yards.
And an automatic first down. Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, baby.
Also, when Marist College, when he was at Marist College, they didn't have varsity football. It was club football. There were no coaches. There was no money.
Oh, I see.
They had to find referees, probably from a high school league or somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And the records that were kept were very not well
spotty.
Looked into. So,
well, I mean, that's not a surprise. Bill O'Reilly's a slime ball.
I was going to be kind and say he was a wimp. Okay, thank you, guys.
Well, he's a slime ball. He's like somebody that just changes direction based on the way the wind blows, just like all the other Republicans and Democrats.
I think O'Reilly especially is delusional. Somebody needs to give him a dose of reality. If he ever does a town hall meeting type thing, somebody please, and I'd love to do it myself, call him out to the parking lot. You know, hey, let's
what?
Make this man-to-man, you know?
You want to fight
so,
Bill O'Reilly?
Yeah.
He's so tough, you know?
Like just to see the look of fear in his eyes.
He's got that tough Irishman thing going on. Yes,
oh,
I'm
yeah,
Bill O'Reilly.
Right.
I can handle anybody. But
yeah, like a playground bully. You stand up to him and pop you one, he'll turn tail and run.
Yeah.
Great point,
I've noticed he's changed his opinion on marijuana legalization recently. Like he wants to see basically decriminalization of marijuana. And
he didn't used to be that way.
No, he didn't. He didn't.
He must have tried it.
I'm sure he's done it a few times. Most everybody's tried it, haven't they?
Ooh, you asking me? Well, not everybody I know has, but I'm 52 years old. Not everybody my age. Yeah, I think you're right. Has tried it. Unless they were, you know, grew up under a rock somewhere.
Now, would any of those people that you know be better off if they had gotten caught and spent 10 years in prison for trying it?
No. I know a couple of people did get busted. No, they weren't in better shape.
No.
When I was a young man, you could get 5 years for a seed found in your shirt pocket.
Whoa.
Wow.
I know somebody that happened to.
That is
amazing. He
got
5 years. He got out after a year and a half for good behavior, but it... He's a couple of years older than me. He still can't get a decent job.
Really?
Really?
Because that hasn't come off it well. He's got a chip on his shoulder about it, too. But
yeah, I think it's probably the chip, not the record, that's giving him a problem.
Yeah,
that's 18 months he's not going to get back.
Well,
yeah, that's
not
true.
Lost. I mean, he experienced it.
Yeah,
well, yeah, but he didn't have a chance to do anything with it.
It's memories he can't erase from his mind.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Sam, you've got like a new voice. I don't think you've called the show before. Is this your first time?
No, I haven't. I was listening to Jeff Rentz online,
uh-huh,
and heard you guys because I was bored with what was on TV and on the radio, and went half an hour early to Rentz and heard you guys not last week, and this Bill O'Reilly thing and the punter, him being such a big macho punter.
I didn't even know about it until you brought it up.
Yeah, he had an article in the Super Bowl Collector's Edition program about how he had muffed a punt one time and it changed his life and made him a better person. And
what?
Yeah.
Man, that's reading way too much into what football does. I mean,
yeah,
football,
well,
I'm sure, changes
football.
People's lives in a variety of ways, but missing a punt?
Well, he
that seems like a stretch.
Straight up, and I think it went like 3 yards.
Very good, Sam.
He was a better person for it.
Yeah, right. We're glad you're out there listening to the show, and check in with us again sometime. Let us know what's on your mind.
Okay.
Thanks, man. We really appreciate hearing from you. 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. This is your show, and it's that easy to take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. I didn't even know about that situation. You live and learn.
I didn't know
he was a punter.
Bill O'Reilly was a punter or kicker or whatever.
You learn something new every night here on Free Talk
mm-hmm.
Live. Not that
you know, there's two different jobs, right? Are you aware that there's two different guys that kick the ball in football?
There's a punter and a kicker?
There's
and
a punter
field goal
and
kicker?
A kicker. A field goal kicker is a kicker.
So are they the same guy or no?
No.
There's a punter and a field goal kicker.
Right.
Right.
Punter's job is to keep the ball in the air longer. You
got
know,
it.
Like his job is to keep that ball suspended in the air for like...
And kick it very
seconds.
Far, right?
It, not so far as much as aim is more important.
Huh.
And
the punter has to aim.
Yes.
Really?
Well, it's kind of like
the field goal guy had to aim.
He has to aim between two sticks. The punter
right.
sort of has to aim on
He's
the field.
The whole field.
If you're looking down at the field, he sort of it's nice to be able to place it, you know, within the 20 yards closest to the
right.
whatever that line.
The goal
is,
line.
The goal line.
Right.
But
I'm not even a football expert, and I know it's called.
And
goal
I'm not
line.
Certainly not one either.
1-800-259-9231. So, Queensland, Australia,
this, right.
They're talking about forcibly vaccinating all babies against drug addiction?
No, it's not forcibly anything. The Central Council of Queensland's National Party will consider a controversial proposal to vaccinate babies against drug addictions. One branch of the National Party is called the federal has called on the federal government to provide free anti-junkie vaccinations for children under the age of 12 months. National Party member bureaucrat Ken Wilson says he's a strong supporter for the resolution. We're a very family-oriented party, he says. Anything that would preserve the party and not bust it, as the drugs will bust it. I don't know what that means. It's strange Australian speak. Anything that would preserve the party and not bust it, as the drugs will bust it. And we know only too well from TV, radio, and the paper what the scourge of drugs are. I can't see any real problem with it. I just think it's interesting. Really, there's an anti-drug vaccination out
so
there?
So it would be a voluntary thing?
It would you would voluntarily, it, just as you vaccinate your child against measles, mumps, you know, whooping cough, that kind of thing.
All those vaccinations aren't mandatory? I thought they were.
I don't think they are, no.
Maybe there's some states where they are and some where they're not.
Yeah, I think that maybe if you want to take them into
that
public
would seem
school,
like,
you have to vaccinate.
Yeah, okay, there you go. Because that would seem like one of those situations where the nanny state would be very, very present
mm-hmm.
and very, very obvious. So the idea here is to give taxpayer-subsidized anti-drug addiction vaccinations. That sounds experimental at best. Are you telling me?
I've never heard of it.
Yeah. I mean, I understand that people think that drug addiction is a disease, and it certainly is a mental issue. I don't know if it's necessarily a disease. I can't imagine that there would be some chemical combination that would prevent somebody from taking drugs throughout their lives.
I think that there's
what?
Probably something out there. I mean, certainly there's the shot for there's a vaccination against nicotine.
Yeah, you but can... that's for after the fact. Nobody gets the shot when they're 6 years old.
No, they don't.
And you know, and guarantees they're going to quit and not smoke cigarettes for the rest of their lives. How is this anything that could possibly be effective? It sounds like total junk science to me.
It does sound strange.
It sounds like there's some sort of laboratory in Australia that's come up with this concoction. You know, this idea that, hey, look, we've got this drug that if you vaccinate your kids, it'll guarantee they never do drugs in their entire lives. It's only $500 a shot. Let's see if we can sell it to the government, and let's see if we can sell a whole bunch of shots and then go out of business and run with the money. Because, I mean, what are you going to do if you get the shot? I mean, it's the government that's paying for them, and government contracts are always lucrative for companies. So
yeah.
They're charging way, way, way too much for it. Are they going to be around in 18 years when you get to, you know, put it to the test, find out if your kids are doing drugs?
They could
please.
Just move along.
Total bunk. 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. You take control of the show. Speaking of drugs, teacher has been found guilty of smoking out their students. Whoa! Free Talk Live.
Congress wants to silence shock jocks by imposing huge new fines for indecent speech. They say they're doing it to protect our children. But we can do that on our own, thank you very much. I'm Jim Babka, president of DownsizeDC.org. I'm also a father. It can be hard to protect your children's innocence. So much programming is clearly unsuited for them. But there's a reason for that. It was made for adults. Being an adult means you can stay up late, eat junk food, watch bad TV shows, and make your own decisions about when to protect your children by changing the station or blocking a channel. But Congress wants to treat everyone like children. What's next? Will they also tell you when you have to go to bed? Tell Congress no. Go to DownsizeDC.org and petition Congress to withdraw their huge new fines for indecent speech. Save your right to make your own choices. Visit DownsizeDC.org and send Congress a message. Don't censor our programs.
If you're $10,000 in credit card debt or more and are making minimum monthly payments but getting nowhere, Debt Relief USA has the answer. Call 1-800-516-6567 now. Debt Relief USA has ways through special programs to reduce your principal and interest. You may qualify to reduce your credit card debt as much as 75%. Just call 1-800-516-6567 for a risk-free debt analysis. Stop losing sleep over annoying, harassing phone calls. Don't even consider bankruptcy until until you know your options. We cannot help unless you call 1-800-516-6567 today. Our debt relief specialists understand and know the answer to getting you out of credit card debt fast. Just one call will put your life back on track. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call for a free debt evaluation at 1-800-516-6567 for the relief you need. Debt Relief USA is helping Americans re-secure their financial future one client at a time, excluding Maryland and New York.
All water isn't the same. Scientific research in the past two decades which studied water has produced some startling new information. Water is not just some simple liquid that we happen to drink. Because our body is composed of 75% water, drinking energized water adds pure light frequency that can help cleanse and help alleviate most health problems. AquaNorthwest.com carries a full line of products that will increase the water's energy by creating a positive spin and revitalizing water in a higher vibration state. For example, AquaNorthwest.com offers an energy gel mug. Simply place any liquid in the energy gel mug and in just minutes your water is positively charged and ready to enter your body in the most impressionable state. You've all heard about products that energize your water. Don't be fooled by imitators. Visit AquaNorthwest.com and learn more about the benefits of positively charged energy water. Call 888-7-AQUA-NW. That's 888-727-8269 or visit AquaNorthwest.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. That's the toll-free number for you to get interactive with us and talk about anything that's on your mind, political, personal. Anything goes. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Don't forget to get interactive with us at freetalklive.com. We've got the updates section there for you. You just click updates, sign up, maybe take you a minute or two. And from that point on, we'll give you emails, send you emails whenever there's some news to announce about the show, whether it be a brand new affiliate, new Shriner added to the website, anything you need to know about Free Talk Live, you'll find out via the updates list first. You'll be one of the first to know at freetalklive.com.
It's pretty much how I find out all the news about the show.
We're talking about drug stuff so far this hour. We've touched on... Well, actually, we had a caller about Bill O'Reilly and kicking punts and how he's a jerk. we're talking about drugs. We're talking about Queensland, Australia, which is offering a total bunk addiction shot, some sort of shot that's guaranteeing or claiming to prevent your kids from drug addiction if you give them this vaccine when they're a baby. Please.
It's
nothing but bunk. No way could you ever have some sort of drug that had that sort of an effect on someone, from like point A
all
the rest
too.
Of their life. Yeah,
you know, like I mean, there's all these different types of drugs, and you're going to give one vaccination
please.
Against all drugs.
Please, and we're going to get to the substitute teacher who's been arrested for smoking marijuana with his students. This is a story we've never heard of. I mean, we've talked about all sorts of drug war related
stories. I'm sure it's been done before.
Well, maybe, but we've certainly never heard of it being reported on before. But first, we're going to go to your calls. Clyde in Wisconsin. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello, Clyde.
Hi, how you doing?
Excellent, sir. What's on your mind?
I actually had two things, and I know how you kind of don't like that sometimes. So,
When did we say we didn't like
it? Depends on how long they are.
Yeah, depends on how long or slash boring you are, Clyde. So,
okay, great. Well, hopefully I'm not boring at all. I was curious about economics. I'm interested in libertarianism.
Mm-hmm. How old are you, Clyde?
I am 34.
Really?
Yeah.
Doesn't he sound younger than that?
He does sound younger than that.
I was going to guess 17, Clyde.
Mm-hmm. It's the Indiana accent.
Okay.
I was born in Indiana. A lot of my relatives talk kind of like that.
Fair enough. Well, it's never too late to learn about economics. What were you wondering?
Okay, well, there's two things. The main thing that's really kept me from embracing libertarianism is basically fear of the free market.
Okay.
So I'm sure that's something you guys would like to go on about.
Well, sure. Mm-hmm. We love the free market here on this show, and to a lot of people, it can be scary. What specifically is it that is frightening you?
Well, I wouldn't say frightening, but it's, you know, just...
Holding you back.
Yeah, okay, that's great. We had a pretty free market at the turn of the last century, didn't we?
Mm-hmm. And it's certainly gotten some bad press, you know, the fingers of workers being lopped off and then canned in the food and, you know.
And children and such like that.
Yeah, children being worked and that kind of thing.
Go ahead.
It's gotten a lot of bad press. There are probably good things and bad things about it. But do you have children?
No.
You have none? Would you send your kids out to work in a factory for, 10 hours a day instead of sending them to school?
No, obviously not. And
have you ever met anyone who would do that?
Well, obviously, there were quite a few people who did that.
That was the culture at the time.
Things were different the turn of the century. It was required, we were moving from an agricultural society to this industrial society that existed back then. Before they were working in the factories, your kids were working on the farm. They were working 16-hour days on the farm.
There's nothing unusual to it.
It was probably an improvement in the quality of life, because instead of toiling for 16 hours on a farm during the day, your kids were maybe working for 10 or 12 hours in a factory instead, and maybe bringing some money home instead of just milking the cows. So, when you look at it in the perspective of the increasing the creation of wealth in this country, it probably wasn't as bad as it was worked out to be. Now, personally, I think that kids should be able to work as long as their parents don't have a problem with them working. I'm not suggesting that they not go to school or anything like that, but if I'm 14 years old or 12 years old and I want to go out and work on the weekends, why should the government be stopping me?
Well, and I worked when I was young, too, and, it's not my worry about paper routes and things like that.
Right.
But my main problem is, if you go to a free market, in my head anyways, that would mean that the people with capital are the people that have control.
Actually, you're sort of right when you say that, but what you're talking about is business owners, right?
Well, the other thing that would concern me about it is that if you take people with capital, they've shown, although they had government backing to do some of the things in different industries, that the people, I would grasp for aristocracy because I don't have a better word to use, but people with a lot of capital have shown that they're willing to work together to blunt market forces.
Okay, you're talking about cartels.
Basically.
Okay.
And
cartels can happen in a free market, certainly. You and I, Manwich, we both run gas stations. We could get together and say, hey, Manwich, look, we're the only two gas stations here in Tampa Bay.
Yeah, right here on the corner.
Right. I say, we're right across the street from one another. I say we raise our gas prices to $3 a gallon, because if we both raise our prices, we're here by the interstate, Manwich, we're going to get this money. We are going to get this business at $3 a gallon. We'll shake on it. We'll agree that we are going to raise our prices. And then what's going to happen is within a week, one of us is going to break a cartel.
Well, and even if we don't, somebody's going to see a huge opportunity to make some
Clyde,
money.
Clyde, you're going to see, whoa, these guys have had jacked up prices for 4 months, and nobody has opened a convenience store. It's time for me to get into the business. Now, the problem with cartels is, as you mentioned, Clyde, government interference. When the cartels, and this is what we have today, because we don't live in a free market.
I'd like to, for example, I'd like to talk to you about the cable company, or the power company, or the water company in your area.
Well, those don't even count as cartels. Those count as monopolies.
Oh, I see.
We're talking about cartels right now. They're two very different beings. Now, cartels get protection from the government these days. They're called industry executives. People in, let's say, you name an industry, Clyde, since we're talking about gas stations.
Well, I'm a bit nervous with the whole calling in. I haven't called in a radio show before. So.
That's okay, Clyde. We'll talk gas stations.
Oh, okay. Let's talk
continue with this gas station theory. So you and I, Manwich, we've gotten into this cartel. We've agreed to raise our prices. We're doubling our gasoline prices. And Clyde, you get interested in this opportunity because you're seeing that, whoa, these guys are making all this money off of these poor people. There's nobody competing with them. You'd love to get into the gasoline business and make some money for yourself by undercutting our prices by 75 cents a gallon and getting all the business for yourself. Because believe me, Clyde, you'd get all the business if you opened up nearby and you had lower prices. So the one thing that would
Let's take Walmart for an example.
The one thing that would stop you, Clyde, from getting into the gasoline business
is lack
government.
Of capital.
Is what?
And a lack of capital.
Oh, no. Capital's easy to find. All you'd have to do is go and find some investors. If you're not independently wealthy, there are plenty of people who are that would agree with you, Clyde, and say, you know what? Yeah, if we got into this business, we'd corner the market because we'd have the lowest prices. The problem comes in when you actually try to start the business, try to go through the official government channels of getting your business occupation license, your gasoline dealer permit.
Right.
Who
your hazard material disposal license and
I know for a fact that liquor licenses are very limited in most states.
Mm-hmm.
There's a finite number of them. The government of the state of Florida, for instance, says that there can only be X amount of liquor stores in the state. So if you want to get into the game, you have to wait until some existing liquor store goes out of business, which is completely un-American and not good for the economy. Clyde, hang on, because there's more to say here. And we like learning on this show. We learn things new every night on Free Talk Live. We want to hear from you as well. 1-800-259-9231. Talking about the free market, it's your show. Free Talk Live. Take control.
For some time now, many people have heard of the benefits of Oregacin, Oreganol, Oregamax, and the many other health products from North American Urban Spice. Dr. Cass Ingram has stated,
extracts of wild oregano, notably the P73 oil, in particular the P73 Oregacin, completely obliterate the human cold virus in 20 minutes in one dose with a 100% kill.
Health and well-being can be achieved by using the all-natural Urban Spice products from North American Urban Spice. Call 877-817-9829 to order or ask for a free catalog. The oils, juices, and capsules manufactured by North American Urban Spice are from the finest raw materials in the world, which is why North American Urban Spice is recognized as the leader in natural herbal products.
The herbal medicine has the exact frequency, the exact chemistry to kill any germ.
Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and start down the road to herbal health. Herbs and spices or doctors and drugs, the choice is yours. Call 877-817-9829 to order your North American Urban Spice products today.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 888-532-4604 now, or log on to freestateproject.org.
If you're $10,000 in credit card debt or more and are making minimum monthly payments but getting nowhere, Debt Relief USA has the answer. Call 1-800-516-6567 now. Debt Relief USA has ways through special programs to reduce your principal and interest. You may qualify to reduce your credit card debt as much as 75%. Just call 1-800-516-6567 for a risk-free debt analysis. Stop losing sleep over annoying, harassing phone calls. Don't even consider bankruptcy and until you know your options. We cannot help unless you call 1-800-516-6567 today. Our debt relief specialists understand and know the answer to getting you out of credit card debt fast. Just one call will put your life back on track. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call for a free debt evaluation at 1-800-516-6567 for the relief you need. Debt Relief USA is helping Americans resecure their financial future one client at a time, excluding Maryland and New York.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. That's the toll-free telephone number. It's the Saturday night edition of the show, and it's Ian here with you.
And man with you.
Anything goes. Politics, personal issues, whatever's on your mind. Don't forget to get interactive with us at freetalklive.com. We have got the archives there. Last 6 days of the show, fully archived and described right there on the front page of the website. There's no logging in. There's no membership fees. Just go download them. You can even grab the podcast version of the show, and that way, whenever there's a new show that we put on the website, you don't even have to go on the site to download it. So we're excited about that. And cast your vote for Free Talk Live. Right there above the archives is a little link that says Vote for FTL. Just click that link. Takes you maybe 30 seconds to a minute.
We love it when people do that.
Yeah, we do.
It's really helpful.
It really helps us out. And we try to help you with free archives. Maybe you can help us with a few
more. You know,
scratch my back, I scratch yours.
One hand washes the other hand.
Let's go back to the phones, back to the fun. Clyde in Wisconsin, you're back on Free Talk Live. We're talking about the free market, Clyde.
Yeah.
And some, I guess, misconceptions that a lot of people have about the free market. And one of the first things that you had brought up was the situation at the turn of the 19th century or the 20th century, where there were sweatshops, you know, and workers in terrible conditions and everything like that. And my question for, I guess let's get back to that a little bit, but my question on that was, were these people being forced to work in the factories?
Well, you know, it's, if you can't eat, I would imagine that could be force.
No. There's always other options for employment out there.
Well, I think that things were different then. I mean, don't you remember, there was a point in time when people would go with their hat in their hand and ask for a job. Could I please have a job? I'll sweep the floor. I'll be the mail mm-hmm. clerk, whatever. But it doesn't seem to be that way anymore, does it, Clyde?
Well, the thing that I've been thinking about is basically companies, they have to grow, correct? They have to keep growing. If they don't grow, then they end up going under.
I don't know if that's true. I think you could subsist as a company if you found a comfortable niche and you've got a consistent client base that comes back time and time again. Although I think it's important to continue trying to grow because sometimes your client base will attrition.
Has that been seen really in history? I know the reason I'm curious. I was reading about an article about Microsoft, and someone was predicting that they're probably going to go into a niche market or end up eventually disappearing because they posted their first year of a loss.
Woolworths is gone.
Yeah, so...
You remember Woolworths?
Not very well.
Huge department store. Mm-hmm. What was it, the middle of the 20th century?
Yeah,
I'm familiar. I mean, I never...
When I was a kid here in Tampa Bay, there was still a Woolworths in one of the malls. It wasn't a department store anymore. It was kind of like the cheap dollar store kind of a place. They still had kind of... It was one of those places where you could go and have bacon and eggs and go shopping. And they bombed out after time. And that's just what happens because some companies can't keep up with the times, and in which case they deserve to go out of business.
Okay, well, what I'm trying to get to is that if a company has to grow, then that means that it more than likely has taken an influx of workers. To have an influx of workers, mm-hmm. don't you essentially have to have a small base of workers who are not gainfully employed? I mean, how do businesses grow if they don't have...
There is a certain level of population that isn't currently employed. And I would also, I would challenge you to look at your newspaper today and take a look at all the jobs that are listed in there.
Right,
they're looking for people.
Right, right. But when I apply for those jobs,
mm-hmm.
there will be, over the course of the time that they're interviewing, they'll have 30 to 100 people show up.
What? Where are you?
I
try to get employees. I can't do it. I mean, it's impossible to get people to work for you.
I'm in Madison, Wisconsin. I think the mean income here is like $41K or something. So I'm on the lower end. So I don't know.
Wait, are you saying that it's impossible to get a job?
No. I'm not saying it's impossible. But what I'm trying to say is that it doesn't, for, you know, there to be growth, for businesses, doesn't there have to be a way for them to grow? I mean, if there's no way...
Well, for a business, I mean, it depends on the situation. I mean, if you're growing as a business, if you're the owner of a business and you're seeing revenues go up, you're seeing a demand for, let's say you're giving let's say you're creating widgets. If all of a sudden the market for widgets starts to increase, people are demanding more widgets, and your five widget makers just can't crank them out quick enough, then you have a reason to go ahead and put a help wanted ad out or ask for, you know, one of your current employees.
And people will come from other places as long as you're offering 10 or 15 cents more than they're making.
The economics is there. When your business is growing, if it's in a state of growth, then that's when you're going to want to get some more employees.
Right. Well, see, I'm
totally missing it, Clyde. Yeah,
yeah,
please clarify.
I'm thinking more of a macro level rather than an individual level.
In order to get for a business to get employees, there must be unemployed people. Is that what you're saying?
No. For a business to get employees, or all the businesses to get employees, doesn't there essentially have to be a pool of non-employed workers?
No, not at all, because you can buy employees away from other companies.
To try to put, and then they might go under.
Employees are capital in this particular sense, and in the same way that there's companies out there right now competing for your money, which is also capital.
Right. In a true free market, there's only two ways. There are two real critical ways that you need to accomplish two things you have to accomplish to stay in business. Number one, the most important thing is to make your customers happy. Because if your customers aren't happy, then your ass is going under. Either you learn your lessons and change your ways. Like last night, if you listen to last night's archive at freetalklive.com, you'll hear us give some terrible customer service stories from some businesses that really should be embarrassed that they treated their customers this way. And if you don't treat your customers well, you're screwed. Consequently, also, if you don't treat your employees well, they're going to leave you, and then you're going to have crap employees, which means your customers will get treated poorly, and you're screwed. Clyde, hang on. We got more. 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Did you know that sugar, that sweet and simple, inoffensive-looking, refined substance you use in your coffee and cupcakes, actually reduces your body's ability to protect you? It suppresses your immune system. Now, check this out. The average American consumes 2 to 3 pounds of sugar on average each week. That's about 120 pounds of sugar per year. Do you know what happens when your immune system is compromised? Your health suffers. It's that simple. Here's how you can help your body win the fight with the dietary supplement Agaricus Bio. The dietary supplement Agaricus Bio was developed so that you can fight back again and again by giving your immune system a chance to be the first line of defense it was meant to be. For a limited time only, get Agaricus Bio at 20% off the regular retail price. Call 877-817-9829 to order Agaricus Bio at 20% off. That's 877-817-9829 or visit www.thepowermall.com. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com.
I want you to take a moment to think about moving out of your home, uprooting your family, uprooting your career, changing your whole life. Thought about it? It's quite a commitment, isn't it? I'd like you to think about this, too. Do you feel like we're rapidly losing our civil liberties with each passing day? Does this worry you? Does it bother you that our politicians don't even read many of the laws they sign? Thousands of members of the Free State Project have made that commitment to change their lives by gathering 20,000 people with a plan to move to New Hampshire to remind the world that freedom works. When we reduce the size, scope, and expense of government, you and your family will be free to run your life and run your business as you see fit. With the Free State Project, you can have liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604, or freestateproject.org.
If you're still sleeping on an ordinary flatbed, call toll-free to get free information about super-relaxing, super-comfortable Craftmatic Monaco Model adjustable beds. Call toll-free and I'll mail you an informative catalog, plus a special 30% off savings certificate, good for a whopping 30% off any Monaco. Monaco beds adjust electrically at the touch of a button to raise your head, back, legs, and feet into 1,001 relaxing positions. Watch TV, read, eat, sew, do crosswords, or just elevate your feet and rest. Then turn on the bed's soothing heat and built-in massage. Before you know it, you'll drift off into wonderful, relaxing, rejuvenating sleep. To get your free Monaco catalog and 30% off savings certificate by mail, call toll-free.
Call toll-free, 1-800-413-8787. That's 1-800-413-8787. That number again, 1-800-413-8787.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Get you in touch with us, and we'll talk to you about anything that's on your mind. Political, personal, anything goes. It's Ian here with you.
And man with you.
And it's the live Saturday night edition of the show here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time. Don't forget to get interactive with us at freetalklive.com. We have the Shrine of Female Listeners there. Be sure you go and check that out. And let's go back to the phones, back to the fun, to Clyde in Wisconsin. Now, Clyde, it's unusual for us to hold on to a caller so long, but as our board operator commented during the break, you're an excessively good caller, and we love talking about the free market, so I think that's why you're on for your third segment now, Clyde. Now, did right before we went away for a moment there, we were talking about... we were talking about employees and customers being the only way for you to stay in business. I mean, because you can't screw people over and get away with it for very long, basically. So the only thing that prevents bad businesses from going out of business is the government and government protection and government subsidies and all that sort of thing. So if we really did have a free market, only businesses that did good things for people would be around.
Okay, well, you guys definitely give me more to think about on that, so I'll probably listen to that when it comes over the podcast again, and maybe it'll stir some stuff up in my head.
Excellent, Clyde. In the meantime, if you are looking for a little bit more research on this subject, do you like to do reading?
Actually, yeah.
Okay. I highly recommend, and you have internet access, obviously. You're listening to us online tonight.
Right, right.
I highly recommend you go over to ruart.com, R-U-W-A-R-T, ruart.com, and check out her book, Healing Our World, which is just a fantastic book that shows... The basic overview of the book is that this world really can be win-win. A lot of people have this kind of worldview that if I get your money, I've won and you've lost.
Mm-hmm.
In any transaction, there's a winner and a loser, and that's not true.
No.
In the free market, you give me your money because I have something that you want more than your money. And I'm taking your money because I want your money more than I want what it is I'm giving you.
Mm-hmm.
Right,
it's
right.
A win-win situation, and she really just expands that into all kinds of issues, everything from protecting the environment to jobs issues to the minimum wage and all over the map. And it's such a great book. If there's a liberal out there that you want to convert over to libertarianism, I couldn't recommend any other book besides Healing Our World. And to top it all off, she gives away her 1990s edition for free on her website. So
okay.
There's no excuse not to get it.
Did you want me to go ahead and go into the second thing I had, or just...
We're going to have to address this one in like a minute.
Okay. Basically, I was looking at your Liberty Dollar thing.
Yes.
On your website, and it struck me that it's very similar to a pyramid scheme, and I was wondering if you could explain why it's different.
Well, actually, it's not a pyramid scheme. The only pyramidal aspect is a one level. When you sign somebody up, like if you go to dollar.freetalklive.com and you sign up as a Liberty Associate, Free Talk Live gets a part of your sign-up money because we sent you into the organization. There's nothing else after that. I mean, after that,
I think
one
that would be
sign-up,
a commission.
Yeah, that's a one-time commission. After that, we don't collect any more money, and that's it. We don't go and get a percentage on somebody you sign up. It's just that one level. One time, and that's it. So it's definitely not a pyramid scheme.
Pyramid schemes, the people generally get money for everything that one purchases. That
they're basically rewarding their current distributors for bringing more people into the fold, into the freedom money kind of concept. And Clyde, thank you for your call. Call us again sometime, okay?
Okay.
We appreciate it, man. 800-259-9231. I'm sure he's got a lot to mull over. And if you're interested in checking out the Liberty Dollar for yourself, I just have a really good experience with it.
Yeah, I want to hear that story.
You can go to dollar.freetalklive.com and do all the research you need to. This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. We're here for hour number 3 coming up, and anything goes, as it always does. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern time. So join the fun. Free Talk Live.
If you're tired...